This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You are not going to find the real news of this Monday published or broadcast anywhere. Nobody official is going to come right out and say it. But that whole fiscal cliff thing, yeah, it's fixed. It's done. Move on. Nothing to see here. Once again, I hear you asking how I know this. Well, I know because the market told me so. The major indices had a field day today, as Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff explains from New York.
Expectations have gotten so low for our politicians that just the fact that congressional leaders met with President Obama is enough to get the market in a tizzy of optimism. Michael Sheldon is chief market strategist at RDM Financial Group.
Previously, it seemed like each side had drawn a line in the sand, but now they're at least talking.
That's all it took for the market to rally today. Michael Feroli is chief U.S. economist at J.P. Morgan. He says the rhetoric Friday sounded more promising than after the debt ceiling debacle last year.
I think we're still kind of trading a little bit on the warm glow of coming out of that meeting.
Feroli thinks there's little chance of a political train wreck this time. There will likely be some sort of deal to avert the fiscal cliff's tax hikes and spending cuts. We just don't know what will be in it.
That deal may involve some austerity that could weigh on the economy.
But many think it's unlikely the lame duck Congress will strike a grand bargain before next year. Joseph Carson of AllianceBernstein thinks it'll play out over many months.
First step is a stopgap solution. Second step is probably more meaningful discussions on more comprehensive reform.
But none of that will be worked out this week. Congress is out of town for Turkey. President Obama is in Asia. So let the traders feel good until we get back to business after Thanksgiving. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.